everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to want to keep it locked, though, because my little buddy Dom Salvia is coming up next, and he's going to drop a word on you in the 4 o'clock hour. That is going to be the word to text in via the Civic Media app to qualify to win either $100 or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells as part of Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win sweepstakes contest right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So keep it locked. We've been talking about, you know, breaking up with a friend, family member, or romantic partner because of politics. I've had to do a friend breakup and a romantic partner breakup over this. I also want to just share this. According to the Pew Research Center, half of single adults currently aren't seeking dating relationships. And when they broke it down by gender, 61% of men were looking to date or find a relationship, while only 38% of women were. You add on top of this, starting basically in the late 70s, women have outnumbered men in institutions of higher education and educational attainment by a clip. And then you layer on the fact that culturally, the tradition in the United States is that women are taught, conditioned to try to marry up someone older, more wealthy, or with higher educational attainment. And men generally are acculturated to marry women that are younger, less well-off, and less academically accomplished. It's called hypogamy. Hypogamy? I don't even know if I'm saying it right. H-Y-P-O-G-A-M-Y. And then you layer on top of that the fact that there is a widening gender divide in political preference doesn't paint a really rosy picture. Jack from Merrimack says this: there was an event I used to attend almost every week. One of the participants was pretty eccentric, but I didn't pay attention to his conspiracy theories. A week before the election, he said the Biden administration was a dictatorship. I thought of him as a friend, but I just can't stomach being around anybody who helped elect Trump. Fortunately, my wife and I both agree on politics, but if we didn't, we agree that we couldn't be together. Wow. John from Oshkosh: I'm dropping out of a fantasy football league after this year with guys from high school. We've been doing this for 24 years, all due to the disgusting and ongoing jokes and political banter by some in the league. Ew. Yikes. That is super hard to stomach. A texter from the 414: my sister-in-law was disinherited by her father because she did not vote for Trump. He totally shuns her now. Wow. Another texter from the 920, Kathleen from Oshkosh, says, I also had to end a friendship over politics, very similar to yours, Maggie, where it was during COVID and my friend continued to not social distance and didn't wear a mask, and everything was pro-Trump this and that on her Facebook posts, and she was just spreading misinformation, and I ended up just having to cut it off. Mary from Wauwatosa says, no breakup experience, but we keep peace in our politically divided family by not discussing our religious or political differences. Hypothetically, I would not continue in an intensely differing political relationship because of the stress, and stress reduction is such an important factor in lifestyle and wellness. Couldn't agree with you more, Mary. What about you? Have you had to end a relationship due to political differences? I am trying to get my mouse to work so that I can get some of these callers on. Cardi, can you bring on Paul from Slinger?
Yes, I can. One second.
And some X-File sound. Can you bring it? Let's take a listen to Paul from Slinger, if we can. Paul from Slinger, are you there? It's Maggie. And have you had to end a relationship over politics?
Maggie, I have had so many relationships harmed because of what's happened in the past several years. Let's start by saying I was a school board member during COVID. I lost half my friends because we had to shut our school down.
Yes.
But I will say, as far as my family and my friends, I have a certain friend who I used to work with. We are now both retired. We always got along great. We were always separate. We always were opposites. This whole thing of Donald Trump has changed to something hateful. Yeah. This man has turned, he's a retired person.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former Marine. I worked with him for almost 30 years. We've always gotten along. But this whole thing about Obamacare has everything he's got going in his life has turned to hate.
Yeah.
He's moved to the state of Mississippi so he can just say, I don't have to pay taxes anymore. He's totally against paying income taxes at all.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that sort of extremism, very difficult. Rob from Madison, have you had to break up with somebody because of politics?
Actually, I had just started dating for a few years now. I'm a little bit older, 57 years old. And I, you know, online dating is such a great event anyway. This woman told me, oh, yeah, I'm really kind of, you know, middle of the road politically. And I'm kind of sitting the same way. Well, we were sitting there at a date. Everything was going fairly good. She lied to start with and said she was 55, and she was actually 62 if she was a day. Anyways, all of a sudden she started on the Trump. This Trump, that, he's the greatest guy ever. Trump, Trump, Trump. And I looked outside and I said, lady, you're driving a piece of crap Fiesta living in the trailer house. You don't make enough money to be a Trumper.
Yeah, Trump's no friend of yours unless you got a bunch of billionaire bro friends that can hook up cryptocurrencies and buy social media platforms. Rob from Madison, thanks so much. If you're on the lines and I couldn't get to you, I apologize. We'll talk about this again sometime. I think it's a good one. My name's Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You got Dom Salvia coming up next. Keep it locked because the text to win contest coming up. Dom's going to drop that number on you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together.